Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And I know what you're thinking. Didn't we already bid adieu to the leader of Bigotopia? And it's true. But unfortunately, despite our every effort to vanquish him, this thorn of a man continues in office. After leading a legislative session with a seemingly endless train of fundamental transgressions, the oppressor-in-chief of Florida this week proclaimed Emma Wyant the rightful winner of the NCAA 500-meter Women's Freestyle Swimming Championship, despite the fact that our trans sibling Leah Thomas was the rightful winner, and despite the fact that we generally don't like saying anyone is a winner over anyone else in any circumstance.
You know, we're going to be doing a proclamation saying that Emma is the best female swimmer in the 500-meter freestyle because she earned that.
In proclaiming Wyant the champion in Florida, DeSantis was denying the legitimacy of our dear sweet Leah's truth that she is a woman who was incorrectly classified as a male at her birth. It's almost as if he thinks that sport is about creating a level playing field in which people compete for victory and loss rather than another social domain in which we can choose to validate people's personal choices and preferences without regard to their validity. It's weird. But just like all the other men oppressing her throughout her life, this governor thinks he can decide Leah's reality for her. But as Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson just this week also taught us, it's not for her or him or anyone else to define the meaning of womanhood for someone like Leah.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
Who among us is a biologist? So while this governor tries to impose his narrow-minded and backwards view of gender upon other people, Judge Jackson properly recognizes that gender is in the eye of the swimmer. And the only one who can decide whether you are a woman or even what a woman is you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the police officers at State University of New York, Brockport, for making the student body feel threatened and oppressed. You see, a former Black Panther, Jaleel Muntakem, who served 49 years for the murder of two New York City police officers, is scheduled to give a speech on campus April 6th about the history of black resistance, U.S. political prisoners, and genocide. A very normal subject for a mostly peaceful protester to address. In response, a large number of police officers were planning to attend this celebration of good citizenship. However, the leadership at SUNY recognized this for what it is, a transparent effort to stifle free speech and to intimidate the students out of attending a thought-provoking conversation with a fine civic leader like Muntakem. As interim provost and vice president for academic affairs at SUNY Brockport, Linda Deline wrote in a March 22nd announcement for the student body, the large number of police officers on campus during the event may be, quote, traumatizing to some students, and their mere presence on campus is far too triggering to ignore. As a result, and this shows the wisdom of the educators, they've granted students permission to skip class for the whole day so as to avoid being mind molested by the jackboots of the roaming NYPD. So while their compassionate and caring approach to this intrusion is praiseworthy, the decision to invade and occupy the campus by police officers is well worthy of our condemnation. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, let us take a moment to praise the progressive liberationism of the Cherry Creek School District in Western Arapahoe County, Colorado, for their announcement that they would no longer be recognizing valedictorians starting in 2026. As a letter from the school district explained, quote, the practices of class rank and valedictorian status are outdated and inconsistent with what we know and believe of our students. We believe all students can learn at high levels, and learning is not a competition. Have truer words ever been spoken? High school should be a place of mutual respect, cooperation, and tender affection, not a place of tooth and nail competition like some Habesian jungle. We must prepare our children for a world and their place in it. And the only proper way to make them fully ready for the society we're crafting is to completely disabuse them of notions of personal achievement and even personal identity, and to instead teach them to think of the collective, the group, the success of which depends on all being responsible for all and not merely taking care of their own selfish educational needs like grades and knowledge. If only we can stop giving prizes for doing better than our fellow comrades, we can finally come to see that we are all in this together, giving each other a hand up and not a brutal defeat. Education most certainly is not a competition, which is why we should eliminate all grades and requirements and probably even graduations. When we are finally free from the tyranny of personal accomplishment, we can learn to live in the calm reality of gentle mediocrity, where everyone is responsible for anyone and therefore no one does anything at all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.